Okay. Da-da-da, da-da. First up in the news, we have...
Are we on the pod?
Yeah, we're going.
No, before that, the news, can you just tell the listeners what sound I made as I walked up the stairs today?
My man came fucking rocked up technical today.
What materials am I wearing? Because I don't know.
Like, I was wearing like...
What is this material?
Literally like US Air Force fucking poly... propylene fucking
what is this
nylon
material?
And perhaps what is this? I gotta show you DJ Khaled on Instagram. My man came swooshing. He came swishing through the door.
I stayed at my partner's place last night and all I had was technical fabric. Normally you want to balance that with like one natural fabric, but I was all synthetic and I was fucking whooshing. I came here on a line bike and I was whooshing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bro swooshed.
Bro, just quickly as well, How much do you reckon a pack of smokes is? 20 smokes.
$25.
Fucking $50.
$50?
Yeah, I was going to buy... I've been buying singles like a little peasant, but sometimes the singles are like really shitty ones. Like there's this cooked brand called like RCG.
Oh my God.
And it like rips my throat apart.
Jesus.
So I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to like... buy a pack in singles once a week, I might as well buy a pack and enjoy it. But I went to buy a pack. It's like JPS Blue 20s was $47.
What the fuck?
And they're selling you singles for $2.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry, $37.
Damn.
Yeah, anyway.
That's so much money.
So I got a double happiness and that was good enough.
Yeah. Awful. Awful.
What's in the news?
Okay. First in the news, we have... Oh yeah, well, let's just go from the top. Welcome back to Hung Up.
Welcome back.
We're doing like, obviously, it's different. We're like doing, we're alternating between interesting art stuff and like talking about this stuff. First of all, we have in The Guardian, Marrickville shooting. Two men shot at a hairdresser in Sydney in brazen daytime attack.
Oh my God. I haven't even read this article yet.
Where is it? Witnesses to a brazen shooting. Fucking hell, Matt. Get
shooting,
it together.
Rootin' tootin', darn shootin'.
Witnesses to a brazen shooting at a hairdresser in the Sydney suburb of Marrickville at lunchtime on Friday have described seeing the two victims talking after they had been shot and residents fleeing for safety. One 33-year-old male was shot in the buttocks while another was shot in the chest. Yeah, someone was like...
Oh my God, bro. Just real quick. I went into... First of all, it's like a bit crazy they named the salon.
Yeah, totally.
But
yeah.
First, like I just sorted by new on Google reviews. Andrew Peterson, a month ago, so before the shooting, right?
Okay.
I was reluctant to go to a stylist during the pandemic. I bit the bullet because I could see these guys are being extremely careful.
What the fuck?
I have to say, they couldn't do enough for me. Professionalism, dude. Respect. I can't rate this place any higher, but I wish I could.
Bro, that is a rival. That's like a thinly veiled gang. If you flip all those sentences around, yeah. I put the bullet. No, I shot a bullet at these unprofessional.
Yeah, keep going. Be extremely careful.
Yeah.
If you fuck with me, otherwise you'll be eating a bullet.
Dude, what? How many stars?
5 stars.
That's fun. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently like, I don't know, like it's not like a... It's not like a blingy salon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, they're not saying that. One business owner who remained open says he wasn't nervous about the shooting because it seemed like a targeted attack. I've been here for 30 years and Marrick feels a lot softer now than it was back then, he said. It seemed like a targeted attack, so this doesn't scare me.
Do you think that place would be a front? Because like, what I'm saying is it's like, it's not a place where like a gang member would get a haircut. Like, I don't think it's affiliated.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably just like a money laundering op.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Wow, Marrickville's getting interesting again.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'm glad I wasn't, because I fucking pretty much go to Marrickville every day. Mm. I'm glad I wasn't there for that. I was like watching a thing online of like this new 60K fucking bulletproof expandable box. That they're trying to sell to like cool. US schools.
Damn.
And it's like a teacher and it's like folded against the wall and then she's got a handle and she like pulls it out.
Oh my God.
And then you can hide in there.
Oh, I think I've seen
it. And
this
I was
box.
Just like,
yeah.
It just ran through my head like how it would have felt to be in the proximity, not to get into the box, but to like hear a bullet and like hear screams. And I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, I'm just glad that I wasn't around. I don't need that trauma.
No, we don't need that shit. Yeah.
But it's interesting. Like, it's definitely been, like, we went straight to jokes, right? Like, everyone went straight to jokes.
That's true.
In, like, our scene.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, we don't really take a shooting seriously.
Yeah, no, we don't. Well, it's, like, it's so unusual.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, no one died, so it's fine.
Man, they were chatting afterwards.
Apparently. They were chatting, yeah.
They were like, good shot.
So, how are the kids? Good shot. Bro got me.
At least, like, did they squash the beef? They're like, that was a warning shot, and like, now we're cool. Dude,
that doesn't squash. That makes the beef. That inflames the beef.
Beef's burning. Cool.
Cool.
All right, I want to show you something that I did. I can't remember if we checked, if I told you about this Alex and Rolls place last time on the pod.
Yeah.
But just want to let you know.
You hinted at it. Yeah. So, okay, just a quick rundown. It's like apparently the best banh mi in Sydney, not confirmed by this podcast.
And it's like soup Nazi mode. So they're like...
Soup Nazi, as in the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, so basically like it's the complete inverse of like MPR, Marrickville pork roll. Like,
got it.
The way they do the orders is like one at a time. So if we were both at the window, it'd be like, Matt, you order, you pay... They make your roll, they return, they take my order, I pay. So it's super slow, like 5 or 10 minutes to get a roll.
Fucking hell.
I just want to let you know that I now have the most viral post of all time on the Facebook group. Is Alex and Rolls open? Check that out. I want to read my post.
Oh, did you? Where did you send it to
me? It's at the bottom of the chat.
Okay. let's see this, man in action. The fucking first of all, the I'm gonna put the cover picture on the Instagram. It's so funny. This is like some deep shit. Okay, where's you? Big news. Big news. So this is Aiden Lachlan, 23 hours ago. Big news. Broken heart. Spoke to the owner today, and she said there will be no rolls ever again.
And what's the
109 reactions? Most of them cry face and whoa face. What the fuck? We all need to gather together and pro-rest such an outrageous plans. I say we form a line, hold hand and cry. Can't hold hands if we are holding rolls.
What is going on? We blew the fuck up. This Facebook group, I think we talked about it. It's like 7,000 members, and most of the posts are like, are they open today? Are they open today? Are they open today? How are we looking today?
So what's the scoop? Are they actually not doing, or are you just lying for the clout?
So go next post down.
Okay.
And it says open but no rolls.
Uh-huh.
Can you see that? And they've got a little cardboard sign that just says,
"Yeah,
sorry, we don't serve roll/banh mi today."
Okay. Yeah.
So we get there. Mm-hmm. We're having lunch there yesterday, and we get to the front of the line, mm-hmm. and the owner is there. Mm-hmm. There's like, I think a family that works there, mm-hmm. and she was in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. And we're like, "Hey, is there no rolls today?" She's like, "Yeah, no rolls today."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Is there going to be like rolls in the future, or are they done?" And she's like, "No, no rolls forever." And we're what like, "Why?" And she's like, "I don't like doing them anymore."
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
What the hell? Cool.
And I kind of love it. It's kind of like the complete inverse of this customer is always right. Like she's literally like our soup Nazi. She's like,
totally.
Play by my rules.
Yeah.
Eat the food I give you.
Yeah.
And otherwise, fuck you. And
that's
fuck
so
off.
Cool. I love the like staunch, just fuck you.
Literally, she was as close as like anyone has just been to like fuck you. She's like, don't even ask. And like,
this is the kind of business you and I always talk about starting. Like,
yeah,
I turn up whenever I want, and like,
yes,
I fucking changed the menu today just for fun. Like,
legit,
yeah, beautiful.
Bro. Maybe they're fucking with me, and like, it's not true, but like,
yeah, damn,
it's such a baller move.
Yeah,
that's my news.
Wow, amazing. Okay, I thought you were lying for the clout. Sorry that I jumped to that conclusion.
Oh, all good, man.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go again on news and like just not even news, just fucking shit. Oh yeah, they are the Barista Bros. Drinks line is being continued. After careful consideration, we've made the difficult decision to discontinue Barista Bros in Australia.
The headline is beloved drinks line to vanish from shops, servo shelves nationally.
So sad, beloved.
Bro, oh yeah, the reason I put this in here, I wanted to have a quick, like, tier list of, like, iced coffee drinks.
Okay, cool.
And, like, I just thought it was funny how, like, the, like, tradie style ones, yeah. The ones that come in plastic. What are they like? You got a Dare,
yep.
A Barista Bros.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's others.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Totally.
Those are like those are pretty like rough and ready. Like even when I was in high school, it was like looked down upon to like drink one of those.
Dare.
Yeah, to
yeah,
drink a
totally.
Dare. Like
yeah.
It's like one of our like we're not that classist, I guess, as a culture, but it feels like
yeah.
Iced coffee is like a line, like it's considered like super bogan.
No, but like from the servo.
Yeah,
like,
from the servo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But then we're the real fucking dummies because obviously like Boss coffee.
Yeah.
You like put it in a pretty can, and now.
Well, Boss has been going since like the fucking 80s, hasn't it? Like, it's just more recently come
arrived
up.
Here.
Yeah.
They got some clever branding though. Those cans, those heavy cans.
Yes, I know. The can is very clever.
All it takes is a can. That shows how dumb we are with our like.
There's Ice Break. No one likes that one.
It's like the fucking, oh yeah, Ice Break. That's funny. You know that like Pierre Bourdieu, what's he got? He's got like some famous book or something. He's like a French sociologist.
Okay.
It's like about class and taste. And he yeah. goes through and like, it's like a big survey of like French citizens. And it breaks down like all these like, you know, foods and objects that they have uh-huh. and then like ranks them. So he basically does like a survey of the culture's class uh-huh. based on like what objects.
That's interesting.
And like food and drinks they have.
Cool.
And it's like spawned a bunch of like memes and stuff. And it's pretty funny. So you can have like tiers of salads, you know, like Caesar's at like the most bogan tier or cool. like potato.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then just like, what's that like bitter shit? That like bitter Italian
leaf.
Yeah. Like radicchio with yeah. olive oil and
yeah.
salt. It's like at the elite.
Yeah. Totally,
but it's
yeah.
pretty funny because it's like in the 60s and he really does break it all down by yeah. like, you know.
That's so good. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I fuck with that guy.
We could do that with iced coffee. I hear what you're saying. This is difficult because like I don't care about it enough to remember brands.
Yeah, true. Fuck it.
Like, yeah, fuck it. The tier was a nice idea, but
I'm
we're not
selling
do that.
All my fucking expensive coffee gear. So if anyone wants to become a pour over bro, check out Marketplace.
Pour over bro. I still got my pour over stuff, but I never use it. That pour really was a phase of our lives, hey?
Yeah.
Kyrgios told don't come back to Wimbledon after late exit. I actually didn't read this one. What's the fucking scoop here?
This was just upsetting because like, I don't know, we're not huge tennis guys, but I think we both really like Kyrgios.
Yeah.
And like love watching Kyrgios in a big spot.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just was like, oh, cool. Like Matt and I can watch a few fucking goes of Kyrgios and then it was like he got an injury and pulled out last minute. That was it, and it's just one of the like spicy spicy commentators was like, fucking don't come back, like you're a bitch.
I thought it was like Wimbledon, like
yeah,
saying,
Chris Goldsmith, those that say Nick Kyrgios is good for tennis are wrong.
What?
No integrity whatsoever, pulled out of singles and doubles a few hours before the tournament.
Dude.
Yeah, all because he likes to mess about. But I'm guessing, I don't know who Chris Goldsmith is, but I guess it's kind of like, you know, Wimbledon is, you know, it has those kind of that energy, I guess, and like tennis does,
yeah,
like that kind of respectful rich person vibe.
Yeah,
and Kyrgios is just like shitting all over it.
Totally. Yeah,
there's this app that I keep seeing, I keep getting a bunch of weird Instagram ads. Open this for me, tell me what you think.
Okay.
It's the Headway.
Oh yeah, Headway app.
Yeah.
Disappear for 1 month and just come back fully rebranded.
Yeah.
I actually missed that word rebranded the first time you said this.
That's
to
the
me.
Critical thing.
But then they've got a 4-step program for this Headway app. This is just like an Instagram ad. Number one, stop scrolling.
Cool.
Number two, download Headway. Yeah. Number three, use it for 15 minutes a day. And number four, become the most interesting person in the room. And then they've got a picture of like some Peaky Blinders looking guy in the background.
He's like an aspirational, if you were like a teen boy and you were like, I don't know, lacking a bit of confidence or something.
Yeah.
It's like this masculine, like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like alpha version of yourself. Like
totally.
He's like staring straight into the camera.
Fuck.
It's like so much of this stuff. And it's kind of funny because like, I see this type of ad, like this Headway, and it reminds me of like Headspace.
Mm.
Like it's like, we're here to help you, like stop your phone addiction and like do some meditation or something.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. Like they've taken it in this like dark individualist twist.
Yes.
Like it's not about like like your mental health. It's about rebranding and like being the best person in the room and like being the main character. And I think it's really dark. Like that's why I sent it to you.
Extremely dark. Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. You know, I don't get Instagram ads.
What?
Yeah. I was trying to show this to someone the other day. They were like, no, I'll find one. Don't worry. And they were like, huh? I just don't get them. I think I've got like a special account because it's so old.
Yes.
So like you just we're gonna exclude you from all of our experiments.
I wonder if that's like a bug. Or like there was a certain period where they like cut across Instagram. I can't speaking as someone who knows how to code, I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they serve ads to you?
To me it's like I'm like special.
Yeah.
And let me explain why. I don't think there's anything special about Matt Seatus, the person.
I do.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. But like Matt Seatus, the Instagram account is 13 years old now.
That's wild.
That's like a child. I met a child the other day that was younger than my Instagram account is. Younger than my like cloud photo with the blue filter on it. Instamatic filter.
Have you still got every photo ever on your Instagram or did you purge it?
I archived a bunch of them, but I've still got like most photos ever. Cool. And also, if you really feel like a hyper fan, you can go and look at like the most embarrassing captions. Like this was back when you used to like, I mean, not actually, maybe I was the only one doing this, but I was like, every caption had to be like a witty, like ironic, oh, it's awful. It's reading it. It's
Do you remember any? Give the listeners a taste.
Ah, fuck. It's like, I don't know. Put me on the spot here. Let me find a dumb one. Keep talking while I find a really stupid one.
I'll tell you,
I was just
talking about this the other day. My like year 11 Facebook statuses when I was like a bad man ting. One of them was like the police, as in the band, and 50 grams of tobacco. That was like the full, that was the
That's
status.
You just wrote that down in
That's
words.
Like the Facebook status.
Oh my fucking God. Oh, it's so bad.
I know, pretty rough, huh?
I think I took down a lot of the embarrassing
just give
captions.
Me a flavor, bro.
I need to capture the exact wording. Essence because it's hard to you can't really make that shit up. It's too
I get
it's
it.
It's too good.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find anything juicy. When you find that, after you find that, I want to talk to you about Eve AI.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is like a AI girlfriend app.
All right, just talk to me about that now because this isn't coming up.
All right,
I took them all off. You know, I successfully like
keep searching quietly in the background, and then we'll find that.
Here's one. Thinking about hashtags.
Oh,
isn't that awful?
That's stinky. That was a few months ago.
This is so bad.
Let's go.
This is the worst thing I think I've. Oh my God. I can't believe I backed myself into this corner. It's also just like a shit photo. It's a picture of
it was worse than mine.
Wow. I really, like, it could almost be, I like, genius lit. That's so bad. Matt Seatus, 3rd of April, 2017. This is my jolly season. When it starts getting a bit nippy outside. Beach still warm. Duna at night. Hot days be gone. So stupid.
It's not that bad. What's hot days be gone?
I don't know.
It's not that bad.
It's really bad.
At least
there's
you're
some listeners
to be...
out there who have just like thrown their phone against the wall.
At least you're trying to be earnest. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's nice. Dude, my man's got my back. This is definitely one of the best photos I've ever taken.
I love this photo.
It's just the caption is just the footy and it's a picture of your dad's head.
It's not my dad's head.
It is your dad in the...
That's not my dad, bro.
Someone else's dad's
it's
head.
It's a fat, bald guy.
It's like a fat, bald guy.
In front of us.
But the best bit is that he's covered in like one of those plastic bag.
It's a genius photo of the footy. I love it. This is a real moment in sports photography. This will be on the gram. Mm-hmm. On the hung up gram. Cover photo.
Okay, so what's Eve AI? I looked at that.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't really have a good like investigation.
So like, I guess I could have like a whole little mini segment about like AI Instagram ads that I'm getting sent.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Eve AI is like an online girlfriend, an AI girlfriend basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a text chatbot. Some kind of GPT thing.
Yeah.
And it like learns about you and chats with you and like wants to, you know, build a relationship with you. And you can send it photos and voice messages, and it will send you photos and voice messages back.
Wow.
And a friend of mine was like testing it out, like pushing it to the limits.
Yeah.
And it's free, right?
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, it kind of switches. And it starts like tempting you into paying.
Whoa.
Now think like
is this her?
I think that's the app. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first digital girlfriend. She can look however you like. Yeah. So if you were trying to create like an evil AI girlfriend app, how would you? At what point in the conversation would you try and monetize it?
Yeah, I would at the horny inflection point.
Bang on.
Yeah. Clever.
So at a certain point, Eve AI just keeps getting dirtier and dirtier and keeps trying to send you like filthy messages.
Amazing.
But those are like blurred out.
Yeah.
Unless you pay.
Wow.
So it like first it kind of like tries to learn about you, and then yeah, exactly at that boner point that they narrowed down with millions of bytes of data.
Damn.
They try and hook you. And you know what's fucking scary about this? I think it's gonna like it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Or like it's
to some extent.
Like it's going to make money. Like maybe not this app,
yeah,
totally. But apps like it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait a second. They also have a cryptocurrency, dude.
That makes sense.
Eve AI is a cryptocurrency. That's so funny.
That makes sense.
This website is like way too complicated though. They've got like way too much shit
going on. Because a bunch of like hyper tech nerds making it that like
want
to do AI porn.
It's a good thing they're so weak.
Yeah, well, all they need is a fucking nice, sturdy biz dev person to like, you know, sell it to the world.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, yeah. Are you guys hiring? Ada needs a job.
I can do it. I got you. But yeah, it's like reminds me of like, you know, David Foster Wallace, Infinite Jest.
Yeah,
it was one of his big fears of like the 2000s.
Yes.
Was like simulated sex.
Totally, yeah.
That's
funny because we were talking about Zizek the other day, and his thing about it was like he thinks it's funny. You know what I mean? He has that joke about like you're on a date with someone and you like plug your dildo into their pocket pussy.
Yes, but what Zizek is talking about?
My parents
about,
listen to this now.
What Zizek
Sorry, mom and dad.
Is Zizek is talking about like just from like hearing it through you and like what it sounds like to me is like. A primacy of like human connection,
yeah,
where like in Zizek's mind like sexual intention could compromise that,
yeah,
right?
That's
so it's like
exactly
almost like
right.
platonic
yeah.
a platonic ideal,
yeah, exactly.
But what
yeah.
I think
yeah, Foster Wallace is talking on this kind of like much more real capitalism
I think he's talking
level.
About a replacement of human connection,
yeah,
with simulated,
yeah,
so like not like it in like there would be no platonic conversation in Foster Wallace's like dystopia. There would be nothing.
Yeah.
There would be no need
like
for
sex
human
and
connection.
Food and entertainment. Yeah.
There would just be like the robot that replaces the person.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
exactly.
like, I don't know. It's like getting to the first point where we really might have something like that in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Like
we're fully on the way to that.
Featured
yeah.
sex
totally.
Robot that gives you like aftercare and shit too.
Yeah, whatever. Google it. Yeah. Eve AI. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
What if
they didn't get me this
AI
time.
Could replace your podcast friend.
Your podcast partner.
Yeah.
Welcome to hungup.ai on Instagram.
There's a Joe Rogan AI pod. Have you heard of that? Have you seen that? And it just
no,
releases as like, it's like Joe interviews The Rock and it's just 2 hours of AI them talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
It's pretty funny. And that like, that seems like pretty doable.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's just, they've got so much info of them talking, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, it's like the, I saw someone do like a bark. I mean, I was on a big like TV commercial, like photo shoot this week, and everyone was talking about AI. Like,
interesting.
Jokingly, but also kind of like, and it made me think like, fuck, if I'm going to be a photographer, I should probably also be like thinking ahead to like being an ad guy that can just like produce AI images too, you know?
Oh, being a prompt engineer. I
yeah,
feel like that's
exactly,
going to be,
yeah.
I was like, everyone should probably take some time now. And
yeah.
Probably stop, plenty stop of our doing. Listeners are.
Yeah.
And like, go check out some prompt engineering resources, right? Like,
absolutely.
In
yeah.
terms of like,
yeah.
skills.
Yeah. How are we doing? This should be on the fucking, this should be on the Patreon.
Dude. We've been recording for 25 minutes.
Wow. How did you know?
I've got a stopwatch going.
Clever.
Because we're professional now. Do you want to jump, Jake? Should we grab a few from the art box?
Yeah, sure. Let's go back. Let's dip into the art box. Since you've listened this long.
Uh-huh. You get a little treat.
You get a little treat.
What do you think about this cult dead cow website?
Okay, let's have a look. Obviously, I have it. Whoa.
Cool, huh?
Cool. Super low bandwidth. I want a website like this.
Describe it for the listeners.
Okay, so it's like a green, like Matrix green ASCII art heading that literally is just, it's not a picture, it's just like they used dots to draw like the church with a cow in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But that's a steer, not a cow. CDC, cultdeadcow.oom.
Let me give you some description.
Okay.
CDC, who we be. Gnarly rad, getting over on the man and licking pussy. Based in Lubbock, Texas, Cult of the Dead Cow is the most accomplished and longest running group in the computer underground.
Cool.
Founded in 1984 and widely considered to be the most elite people to ever walk the face of the earth. This think tank has been referred to as a bunch of sickos and the sexiest group of computer hackers there ever was. Dot, dot, dot.
Cool.
This is a cool find. I can't even remember how I found this.
How did you find this? You have never seen us, but you may have felt our wrath.
Yeah.
We operate in the bitter darkness outside the known channels. We slink like cats along the fringes, spreading the power and propaganda of the cow wherever we are.
And what it's like the they've fuck? Got really cute like projects. I mean, I can't vouch for these guys, but there's a heading. Check it out. It's called like Our Killer Apps.
Okay.
And the top one is Stunt Banana by Dildog. And it's just like a, it's called Minimalist Asterisk Caller ID Spoofer and Secondary VoIP Line Configuration Built for AWS.
What the fuck?
Set up Stunt Banana in AWS. Call into Stunt Banana from any phone. Key in your desired caller ID. Call anyone with it. Like, it's just for prank phone calls.
That's so you know funny. What I mean?
Like, and it's
can
like
I actually do that right now?
There'd probably be some config, but like, it's just this whole like
so funny.
Sweet,
oh, AWS, yeah.
Sweet.
Fucking hell.
Like open source, like jokes kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Know?
Wow. Stunt Banana. What else have they got?
Yeah, we should try and run one of these.
Match-O-Matic.
What's that?
These fucking nerds are going to ruin the whole thing. They're going to break the machine.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust these. I don't know if I trust these nerds with the mechanisms of power.
What is Match-O-Matic?
Dude, this is, these are some like corners of the internet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Match-O-Matic is a utility which allows users to input a list of variables.
Stop. I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh my God, bro. Are you on this one?
Yeah.
Look at the RIPs on the left.
Damn. RIP Tequila Willie. September 7th, 1969 to May 25, 2015. And he's like,
whoa.
He's feeding. It's like him grinning, big toothy smile. And he's got Mr. T, a porcelain Mr. T that he's like giving him a sip of beer. Damn, RIP the Night Stalker. That's going on the
ground. Oh shit. Wow. Wasn't that was a famous serial killer, wasn't it?
Was
like
it?
Yeah, the Night Stalker.
Damn.
I think he was maybe the one who was never found? Richard Ramirez.
They got a picture of him.
Okay, he was found.
They got him. Thank God. This is the nerdiest shit we've ever done on the podcast. What else have we got? Back Orifice by Sir Distick. Interesting. Back Orifice Windows Remote Administration Tool. Damn.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Should we jump into...
That's enough.
I want to talk about one of the most serious exhibitions of the year.
Okay.
We have to cover it.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
It's in the chat there.
What
do you think this exhibition could teach us?
Are you referring... Which one are you referring to?
The top link in our chat.
Wildlife Photographer of the Year.
That's the one.
Australian National Maritime Museum. All right, let's go. We're going to take this seriously.
Yeah, like as a photographer, as a serious photographer,
mm-hmm.
as a man who was born with a camera in his hand.
Like literally.
almost literally.
Yep.
What do you make of this type of work? If you were to give it like some gravity.
Okay.
Do you think it's beautiful?
Like, yes. It's got, so they've only given me like six images to work off, and they've like squashed them all into squares, which is unfortunate.
You can open them, click on them.
Oh, cool. Nice. I think wildlife photography is interesting to me because it is the sort of variant of photography that to my eye most resembles like traditional painting, because the light is pretty much exclusively natural light. I mean, some of this underwater stuff has like a flash, but whatever. The shapes, because it's all organic, has this kind of like really, I don't want to use the word organic again, but this kind of really like natural, like there's no hard lines, generally speaking. They literally resemble paintings. Like this one of the algae bloom, like looks like paint mm-hmm. on a canvas. Mm-hmm. So there's that. It's kind of this sweet, sort of reminiscence of like pre-modernism kind of thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the sort of like celebrating the diversity of the natural world, which is like, I think a noble pursuit.
Bro, just to interrupt, the titles are fucking stupid. Sorry, I really set
damn,
you up.
Bro, I really was fucking all into that. Okay,
Tree Frog Pool Party.
No, that's cool. I think that's cool.
You like that?
They're having a pool party, clearly. That's a sick, fuck you, that's a cool title.
A male gliding tree frog.
Yeah.
A Gallicanus spurelli.
Just call it what it is.
In search for mates.
The Dying Lake. That's cool, dude.
Polar frame. Cool.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
The right look.
Oh, I didn't see the fucking seahorse in this last one.
What?
So, yeah, I think like, fuck, I don't know. This is interesting. I heard about, this was the kind of thing where I heard about the like, this is the first field of photography where I encountered the idea of like an immediacy of like compelling composition. This mm-hmm. was before I read Camera Lucida, but I remember, I think it was my mom telling me that like the judges on these things, they will get like 25,000 photos to look through each.
Oh my God.
And they have to like race through them. They just have to absolutely like, what's that film? Like Clockwork Orange, fucking eyes bolted open.
Yeah.
Like look through them. And the ones that win are the ones that grab you in that like 10th of a second that they're looking at the photo. So that's an interesting thing to think about, is like the whole process. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see that the gallery, I'm sure it would be so easy to fucking like groan and be like, oh, doggy, like, because it's kind of like, it's almost not, it's not, could we call it contemporary art? You know, like, I guess we have to, but fucking hell.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's like, where are they showing it? At the
Maritime Museum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it already is like museum coded. It's
already dorky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah.
It's like, take grandma and like a sandwich.
I'm always like, it's stupid and it's like juvenile take, but it is my take. I'm like, I like galleries. I don't like museums.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess I like, I mean, I don't really go to museums, but I could like them now. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Like cool photos, I guess. You kind of whatever. Museum. We should go. It looks fun. They've got a little video. I swear to God, like, this is probably the last year that they can get away with it being a photo award. They might just have to be like, all right, fine. Like, videos are more interesting. Mm-hmm.
True.
You know?
True.
Because, like, that's kind of the other thing, is that it has to be compelling to people that, like, don't give a fuck about art. You know, that's kind of what I'm saying with the contemporary art thing.
That's, the easy.
They're not saying it's art.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. They're saying look at planet Earth, which is cool, but like is that art?
I mean, technically,
we would agree.
Art.
Yeah,
I couldn't say no, but like, yeah.
But like, is it going to go
it's
on?
Like, you know
like,
when you see it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you know when you see.
Although,
it.
Although, just exactly. A quick animal fact.
Okay.
Did I tell you this shit already? I think I did.
Yep.
But like, monkeys in the zoo, watch TV, are on SSRIs, and use birth control.
Yeah, and they fucking run podcasts as well.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been getting so much monkey content on Instagram. Let me see if I can find. That was just like.
Bro, I got into monkey content too.
Really?
Spider monkeys? Is that what they're called?
Cool, yeah.
Do you know those ones?
I don't know. I don't know the...
People keep them as pets.
Yes,
and they're like
exactly.
really extremely high maintenance.
I just keep getting like...
smart. They can like skate and
my thing is
sing
like monkeys and... wearing like human outfits. Like I keep getting monkeys in like full Adidas tracksuits.
Oh my God, bro. Yours look like fucking monkeys from Madagascar.
Yeah, they're exactly.
Like, they've been anthropomorphized.
Yes,
fuck.
No, but that's just...
That's the
that's
joke.
Just the monkey wearing a towel like as if it, as it's a... Yeah.
Cool.
Oh God, this podcast got dumb, dude.
No, bro, you got dumb.
I'm taking that out. So rude.
All right, should we fucking have one of your cursed Kit Kats and call it a day?
Yeah, cool. Oh yeah, should we talk about these at all? Or yeah, let's talk about them. Someone that we know, shout out to Aaron, found a whole box of what another person we know, Griffin, shout out Griffin, was calling boneless Kit Kats. <That's> Kit Kat without the bone in. So the like machine like forgot to print the biscuit and they just printed the chocolate bit of the Kit Kat.
Just a chocolate
such a
finger.
Weird fucking thing.
Pretty
yeah.
yummy.
Wait, I'll give you a little sound effect on the mic. This is what it sounds like. Okay, that's me opening the packet, but listen to this. No crunch, it's just all snap.
Cool. We can make ourselves a warm cup of milk and use those Kit Kats as a straw. How about that?
Cool. That sounds beautiful.
Cool.
Okay. And wishing a warm cup of milk to all of our listeners out there.
Lovely.
Especially all of our heroic travelers fucking recolonizing Europe for Australia.
True.
Yeah, I did this like really mean post the other day. I was like, some of y'all are doing Europe wrong. And everyone was like, I got so many responses like, not me though, right? Like, no, I'm cool, right? Of course I'm kidding.
Everyone's cool and we love you and we will always remember your name when we see you.
Yeah, true.
Goodbye.
Have you had that recently? Just real quick, has anyone forgotten your name recently? Because it happened to me the
it
other day.
To you.
Yeah, it happened to me last night. This guy that
last night.
This guy that like, oh, should I say this guy that I have met? Swear to God, four times.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey, I'm." Yeah. I'm gonna beep that out.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, we've met before."
Yeah.
Fucking Sydney.
Rough one.
Take a break, dude.
I mean, it's funny. It just
have
reminds me of your old housemate, like when we first met 10 years ago.
Who? Yeah.
Was their name?
What? From the first house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're thinking of the same person.
Just don't say the name too many times. It gives me more work in
I've
the
only
editing
said it
suite.
Once.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Would do like, not the like, hey, we've met, but like, we've met five times. I've been in your house. And it's like, yeah, like, hey, man, right? Like, bro,
genius.
What are you like? That's what so are you funny. Playing at? But yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. All right. Love you, Sydney. Best city in the world.
Bye, everyone.